The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
102.9 The Wolf. Well, welcome to our Facebook fight. This is where you screenshot a little argument or tiff on your Facebook newsfeed and shoot it over to Mandy. How do you do that, Mandy?
You can email it to me at 1029thewolf.com or send it to us on Facebook.
Here we go. And this is just a reminder to kind of take it easy on each other. Things get heated, especially with all this snow. We've got people with cabin fever. And this is a reminder to be nice to one another.
Today's fight comes from the Otsego, Minnesota garage sale site page. I'm going to be Sandy. Fish will have you be Jerry.
All right.
PT will have you be John.
John.
And Greg will have you be Pat.
Now, is Pat a male Pat or a female Pat?
Whatever you're feeling today.
Okay.
If you want to be a dude, you can be a dude. If you want to be a chick, you can be a chick.
I'll think about it.
All right. Let's ring the bell. Sandy. So I'm a single mom with three kids, have a mid-sized dog and six cats. I'm searching for a 2 to 3 bedroom rental under $1,000 that accepts my fur babies too. If there's something open, let me know. Would prefer to stay in Otsego, but would consider Monticello, Elk River, or Becker.
Jerry. I would suggest getting rid of like three of the cats. Plus, doesn't it cost a lot to feed and vet a dog and six cats?
I've had my fur babies for a really long time. They're family and well taken care of. Plus, don't make dumb suggestions regarding getting rid of my family members. My post is asking for insight on rentals now or in the near future. Not rehoming my babies.
John.
Sandy, you might have better luck finding a place with fewer animals. Just saying.
John, I'm sure it costs a lot to feed and vet you, but your parents still kept you. And I'm just saying, that's not an option.
Have you considered moving into a barn?
Pat. John, you should be ashamed of yourself. She's just trying to get some help. And with those kids and all those fur babies, she obviously has a lot of love to give.
Yep. Maybe too much love, if you know what I mean.
What you mean, but it sounds like love is something that you're not too familiar with, John. I feel sorry for you.
Maybe you should just stay where you are in Otsego.
You know what, John? We've all had enough. And speaking of Otsego, maybe it's time for us to see you go. Better yet, maybe you should take your barn and put yourself out to pasture. Oh, God. All right, there it is. Thank you, Otsego, for that.
I hope she finds a place.
I do, too. I'm worried about her. I tried to follow up on that and never did get a response or see where she might be headed to.
Mandy, don't you have like 4 or 5 bedrooms in your new place?
I do. I have 5 bedrooms.
There you go.
2 bathrooms.
And that would be enough. You know, there's
a few of the kids and half the cats.
Honestly, some of the jokes I've been seeing on Facebook about the size of the potholes saying, yeah, there's a three. Have you seen some of those?
I know.
There's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath pothole on this corner, this intersection, this road, this street. But we wish her well.
I'm actually on a mission to find the largest pothole in the Twin Cities. So if you know of one, can you send me a picture of it?
I just saw the guy who was like all dressed up. It was like out in the street and it looked like he was just going to like put his foot in the pothole and then he jumps like it's going to jump into a puddle and he completely disappeared. You've seen that?
No!
Oh my God, he completely disappears like it'd be 10 feet deep. Unbelievable. All right. Are you redneck smart? Where are we sending our lucky and smart redneck listener, PT?
We're going to get you out to Candytopia. It's a sweet place at the Mall of America if you are redneck smart.
Okay. All we need you to do is call 651-989-1029. If you think you're redneck smart, 2 out of 3 questions right, you're going to Candytopia with the Wolf.
You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.